33 degrees at 9:56. Scott Woodside with a continuing Monday, October 20th edition of the WPGC News Magazine, brought to you by Pan Am. There have been no more sightings overnight of a UFO, the one that was reported in the skies over southeast Michigan, and it never showed up on radar at the Air National Guard base in Mount Clemens. But we speculate, even if it did, the Air National Guard wouldn't have told anyone. But eight police officers who have been on the force for a number of years and several residents in two counties reported seeing the glowing white object in the sky, which disappeared into clouds as it headed for Detroit. Some witnesses say it revolved. One described it as a merry-go-round in the sky. Probably was really the truth. The Center for UFO Studies, meanwhile, a publicly supported institution, has been investigating the unidentified flying object phenomenon since 1973. Solutions can only be found by further scientific study. To report a sighting and to offer tax-deductible financial support, here's an address for you. The Center for UFO Studies, Box 1402, Evanston, Illinois, 60204. Center for UFO Studies, Box 1402, Evanston, Illinois, 60204. Music industry executives were excited last year by the announcement of the development of a computer that could accurately predict hit records ahead of time. The device reportedly could save record companies millions of dollars by indicating which recordings would be likely moneymakers and which records would bomb. Now, a San Francisco television station reports that the whole thing was nothing more than a hoax. Yep. The songwriter who developed the hit-predicting machine, Charles Troy, has admitted the device doesn't work at all. According to the TV station, the machine is actually nothing more than an empty box in which Mr. Troy would hide during demonstrations. As a record was played outside, he reportedly would push buttons and cause it to bleep and flash, making it appear it was picking the hits of tomorrow. However, one industry executive insists that the machine, hoax or not, has been right on the money. Los Angeles hit picker Jonas Hardy, who has worked with Neil Diamond, Dolly Parton, and other biggies, says, "It's worked for me, and I'm going to use it again." When told there was a little man hidden inside, Hardy's comment was, "That little man has done one hell of a job." Hey, the state's top narcotics abuse fighter in New York is issuing an enemies list of rock superstars, including Mick Jagger and Paul Simon, who he says should be taxed for promoting drug use among young children through their music. He says, "We are developing a legislative proposal that will tax every single musician who makes money on recordings that suggest drug use." And that's according to Julio Martinez, director of the State Division of Substance Abuse Services in New York. He says, "I want to tax them $1 for each and every time a record is sold and a song is aired on the radio." Martinez says his enemies list includes Paul Simon, whose current bestseller is One Trick Pony, about smoking marijuana at a very young age. The Rolling Stones, a big enemy, with such songs as Sister Morphine and many other suggestive hits. The Grateful Dead, for several songs idealizing cocaine use. Other artists include Jackson Brown, Jefferson Starship, Lou Reed, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, the new writers of the Purple Sage. The Grateful Dead should drop dead, Martinez says. These groups make millions of dollars on songs that are inducing young children to get high on drugs. The state does not get any of the profits, but I have to deal with the casualties. State statistics show heroin-related overdose deaths at an all-time high, and drug abuse programs throughout the state of New York are filled to capacity. He says if these groups gave us just 5 concerts a year, they could immediately get those 1,000 kids the desperate help they need. Coming up, if your mouth waters when you look at all of those luscious food advertisements in magazines or on television, you are being bamboozled. An explanation when the WPGC News Magazine continues in the consumer section.
Just say hello to a brand new world. It's just outside your door. Say hello to a brand new dream, much closer than before.
Now that Pan Am and National are one, we can take you from 25 U.S. cities to destinations all over the world with one baggage check-in, one ticket, on one great airline. Now at home or abroad, enjoy the kind of international service that's made us famous. Say hello to Pan Am.
Say hello to a brand new world. Say hello to Pan Am.
Pan Am. Pan-Am offers daily nonstop service at convenient times throughout the day to the sun in front of Florida. Call your travel agent and say hello to Pan-Am and Florida.
Nutrition Action Magazine, which I just happen to have in front of me, reports that many food advertisers use a variety of photo tricks to make those ads eye-catching and appealing. Pardon me. For example, shaving cream is commonly used instead of whipped cream. Did you know that? Vinegar is used in lieu of tap water. Salt is added to beer to produce a nice-looking head. And those ice cubes in cold drinks, clumps of cellophane. Nutrition Action says that these and other tricks are used because photographs of real food generally come out flat-looking and, less desirable. According to the Federal Trade Commission, most of these photo tactics are not regarded as misleading or deceptive. Just thought you might want to know. WPGC's exclusive copy weather, partly to mostly sunny, cool today, picture-perfect high about 67, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 43 to 48. The current Washington temperature is 53 degrees.